Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back with you. I'm out in Kansas City. Buck, I think you're still home. You haven't taken off yet, right?
No, I won't leave until Saturday to make my way out to Jacksonville.
Head out to Duval. Big one there for the Jags. Big one here on Thursday night. Chargers and Chiefs. We got some fun topics today, though. We're going to talk about some teams under a ton of pressure heading into week two. It sounds kind of crazy. It's early in the season, but there are some teams that are feeling it a little bit. Maybe a breakout candidate, a guy that we are high on, we think is getting ready to explode. We'll give you one of those names. And also going to preview a college game you might not be expecting because it's going to be on our air. It's going to be on NFL Network, and that is a Bowling Green Marshall tilt. So I'll give you a name or two to keep an eye on for that one. If you have a chance to tune in and watch it. So, Buck, let's start off, though, here at the top. You're looking at some teams under some pressure after disappointments in week one. Who would you identify as a team? I won't say it's a must-win game, obviously, week two in the 17-game season, but you want to see something better than what we saw last week.
The team you saw last week, the Las Vegas Raiders. Since 2016, DJ, only seven teams have started 0-2 and made the playoffs. And so that teams that made the playoffs the previous season. So the Raiders are kind of in a loser leave town match against the Arizona Cardinals. This is a team that has to get it going. They can't fall behind too far in the AFC West. And so this is a must win game for them. They're playing at home. This should be a very favorable matchup for them because the Cardinals couldn't stop the Chiefs at all. Their defense dealing with Chiefs offense. And then offensively, they're still kind of finding themselves. And you got Cliff Kingsbury asking and begging his team to practice better. So to me, all those things suggest that the Cardinals are ready to pack up and go home already in week two. So the Raiders need to give them a reason to pack it up.
Yeah, I think the obvious one would be the Packers just because of the ineptitude on offense and no Devontae Adams. Aaron on the field afterwards, I don't know if you saw that clip of him going up to Justin Jefferson and saying, you know, you're the best player on the field. I don't know if it's jealousy almost with was in his voice when he was out there visiting with him. But I'm not gonna go with them. I think that's an obvious one. I think the Packers will bounce back. You'll see better from them against the Bears. That's the team you want to play if you're Green Bay trying to find yourself. They've had such success against the Bears. But I'm actually going to go with the Tennessee Titans. We talked about them before the season started. They got after everybody in the AFC last year, were the number one seed in the postseason. We felt like they were kind of the forgotten team. They go out and lose to the Giants week one. So, man, that's a disappointing loss. And now you got to turn around and you got to go play the Buffalo Bills and that juggernaut on rest, right? They opened up on Thursday night. So you're going to see what we would say is arguably the best team in the conference. And they're rested and ready to go. Buck, I want to be positive about Tennessee. They might get their doors blown off in this one.
Well, if you think about the revenge tour for the Buffalo Bills, this is one of the stops. Last year, Tennessee put their hands on them, knocked them around pretty well. So now the Buffalo Bills want to show the football world how they made progress. Ken Dorsey did a great job calling the game, his first game out with the Buffalo Bills. It was balanced. It was diverse. You saw a mix of formations and personnel groupings. You saw the quarterback run, but really kind of play the position the way that we want to continue to see him play. This offense is a problem. And so you have a Tennessee team who is a little more methodical in how they have to do it. I got to see if they can kind of keep the score down to give themselves a chance to win in the second half. The first half is everything, but you're right. Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans, they are under a tremendous amount of pressure to see if they can get one this week.
Are you confident like I am that the Packers kind of – you see a better version of them this week?
I mean, I think you see a better version, but I think the Packers have to come to the reality that they're going to have to play the game differently. Maybe not so much pass-centric. Maybe they lean on Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, run the football a little more, use the running game to kind of set the table for the passing game and vice versa. But they have to maybe play a different style than we're used to seeing them play. They have been able to play for so long, just going up and down the field, not worrying about time, score, situation. Our quarterback's better than your quarterback, so it doesn't matter. But now when you're dealing with all these young pass catchers that are trying to figure it out, the game has to be a little more scripted, a little more under control to set up the opportunities down the field in the passing game. We'll see. I think Matt LaFleur is a smart guy. I think he'll make the adjustment. But, yeah, I was still a little worried about the Packers.
I want to get to one other team here because the Cincinnati Bengals, this is a team – in the Super Bowl last year, offensive line, they made all these moves, and they quarterback got the stuffing kicked out of him last week. They play the Cowboys, and, you talk about the right time to catch the Dallas Cowboys. This is it. If Cincinnati, for some reason, if they can't beat the Cowboys this week, I think you can definitely hit the panic button. But I think they'll handle this one pretty easily.
On paper, they're a more talented team. They can give you problems. They can throw some blitz stuff at Cooper Rush to get him off his spot, get him make him uncomfortable in the pocket, and I would expect them to do so. And then offensively, man, they have so much firepower that they're going to make it very, very tough for Dan Quinn to figure out where the matchups are. It'll ultimately be one in the trenches, and I just feel like Cincinnati is better on both sides of the ball in the trenches. That gives them the edge in the game. But if they somehow falter, DJ, you talk about the pressure being on Zach Taylor. Ton of pressure for the Bengals to be able to get this dub.
All right, I mentioned we were just going to mention one or two of these teams, but I do think it's not time to panic now, week one. I think you hit the numbers, man. You started 0-2. That is no bueno. And I look at the Patriots, and I look at them going on the road to play a prideful bunch there with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They don't come out of there with a win, Buck. I think you're going to see in a town where they are used to winning and used to winning at a high clip, you're going to see the panic button get pressed, and it's going to be pressed with velocity.
Yeah, they're already pressed in. Mac Jones has missed a day or so of practice with an illness. They couldn't score points. Matt Patricia, the offensive coordinator, people trying to figure out how you go from a defensive coordinator, head coach, to now being an offensive coordinator. Is Bill Belichick calling it all? They're not as talented as the teams within the division. When you look at the other teams within the division, so how are they going to do this with a little smoke and mirrors action against a team that is better than them? Belichick's going to have to be at his best to be able to get this done. And he's not only going to have to be at his best this week, he's going to have to be at his best every week because the margin for error is so small with this team.
Yeah, and, you know, Pittsburgh offensively, I don't know if they scare a lot of people at this point in time, but they're kind of built to play a grimy, tough game. And that might be enough against a Patriots team that does not look like they're in any kind of sync, any kind of rhythm right now. So anyways, I think that's a big game. If Patriots go 0-2, especially Buffalo keeps rolling. We'll see what happens to the rest of that division. That'll be an interesting one to follow. All right, we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to come back with a breakout candidate, somebody we think is on the verge of just kind of taking off. Mine is not going to be, first, second-year player. A lot of people think breakout candidates, that has to happen early in the career. Sometimes it just means the right opportunity. I'll fill you in on that one right after this.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, Buck, breakout candidate, somebody we think could take off. Sometimes you just need the opportunity. This is a guy who's been in the league for a few years now. I think he's 26 years old, but I go back to things when we were scouting, things that you would notice in a preseason game. You're like, man, that I kind of like this dude. If he kind of really gets his opportunity and his shot, I'm going to go with Jeff Wilson with the Niners. Yeah. He's got juice. He's got burst. You don't want to see the injury they had in the backfield, but now he's got an opportunity to get some carries on a better footing situation than what they had in Chicago in that monsoon last week. an offense that needs to get right. I know Seattle has played really well against them. I mean, I'm not so sure Seattle didn't win this ball game because they match up well with San Francisco, but I think you'll see, I think Jeff Wilson, he's going to make a name for himself here.
Yeah, so it's funny you talk about Jeff Wilson being a guy that's kind of found the right situation. I'm going to go to Cincinnati. I'm going to talk about Hayden Hurst, finding a great situation for him. Sometimes, DJ, when you're a first-round pick, you can get lost in the sauce because the expectations are maybe too big for you than your performance or your talent can kind of produce. In this situation, now he plays alongside Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins. All those guys command all the attention in the passing game. The running game is led by Joe Mixon. So the one guy who is always going to be open as a safety valve is Hayden Hurst. And I expect Joe Burrow, after that turnover fest that he had a week ago, he is going to find the tight end. I expect Hayden Hurst to be a big part of this offense, not only this week, but going forward.
That's a good one. I liked him coming in out of the draft, too. You know, he goes to the Ravens, then to the Falcons. Now he is with the Cincinnati Bengals. After they lost C.J. Uzomah, it was kind of like, oh, man, how you let C.J. Uzomah go? Well, if they said the same thing about them previously, they let Carl Lawson go, right? And you saw Trey Hendrickson step in and do a nice job. So hat tip to their personnel department for what they've done there. I'm going to give you one more bonus. And by the time you're listening to this, this game might have already happened. So I'm either going to look really smart or really dumb. But Josh Palmer. Mm-hmm. With the Chargers, no Keenan Allen. He's going to get an opportunity. Young receiver out of Tennessee, second year. You know, he knew he could go up and get the ball, 50-50 balls down the field at Tennessee. I remember he did it against Patrick Surtain against Alabama. That was kind of his big highlight there. I've been impressed watching this guy practice a lot, Buck. You've been out there as well. Just he's a really pristine route runner. He's really clean. He's just been on a team where they got a lot of mouths to feed. But with no Keenan Allen, even Donald Parham being down, their second tight end, I think there's going to be opportunities here for Josh Palmer. It starts against Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday night, but this could be a little bit of a coming out party for him.
Yeah, it could be a coming out party, particularly if he does his work over the middle of the field. We've seen these zones vacate in the middle of the field. And so if he can get over the middle, find a way to sit down, find a way to become very, very friendly, target friendly is what we'll say. So Justin Herbert is able to find him, get the ball to him. Yeah, he can make a ton of plays. This game Thursday night is fascinating to me because I believe it's kind of the battle of division supremacy, not per team, but as the quarterback. Justin Herbert's been knocking on that door for a while in terms of, hey, am I the new QB1 in the league? Well, a spectacular performance against Pat Mahomes where he outduels him and we really can appreciate his game in a win. Yeah, Justin Herbert will then begin to have that conversation because we're seeing a changing of the guard when it comes to the old school quarterbacks that we're celebrating. The new school has come. Justin Herbert's at the forefront of it. I can't wait to see if he's able to kind of seize the mantle.
So I was having a conversation with somebody this morning, and I want to get your take on it. It's kind of take us off on a little tangent here. But you played with a lot of these great quarterbacks, historically great quarterbacks. The question was, could those 90s quarterbacks, could they excel in the league that it is right now? I mean, I watched the Jets tape the other day, and Joe Flacco even – you know, he's kind of a 90s quarterback, a pure statuesque pocket passer. And you just don't ever get a chance to get right if you have something slip up front. It's a passing league. You're not running as much. It's hard to have a quarterback where you know he's going to be on every single down. And if you get a win up front, he can't get away from you, man. That's just tough to play in this league right now like this.
It's very tough. Ideally, going all the way back to when I was in Green Bay with Coach Holmgren. Coach Holmgren said, you know, I don't want an athlete playing quarterback. I want a quarterback who is athletic. The difference is I want someone who has the polish and the skills of a true quarterback, but he's athletic enough to get outside the pocket and do some things. I want someone who can make my play calls right when I'm wrong. And so when you're looking at the young quarterbacks, talk about Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Pat Mahomes, those guys can erase the mistakes because they can extend plays and they can hit big plays on these second reaction throws and the things that we talk about. I don't know, like, in looking at Joe Flacco, because I found it funny that Robert Saleh, like, leading up to it was like, hey, this guy can be a star in the league. It's just so hard because he's a sitting duck. Everyone knows when we rush him, he's going to be 7.5 yards behind the center, right in the middle of the pocket, and we're going to knock him off. The guys who can move around and escape, it just changes the way that you have to prepare. I just think it's so hard, and it's one of the reasons why, DJ, it was hard to warm up to Mac Jones because Mac Jones is more of a 90s quarterback than some of these new school quarterbacks that we're seeing come into the league.
Let me give you a theory on this. With a guy like Joe Flacco, you go into training camp, you're in the off season OTAs, you're in 7-on-7, you're in controlled environment, team settings, right? Quarterback's yeah. not live. Would it make sense to you that you could shine and Joe Flacco could look like, you know, one of the mm-hmm. top 10 to 12 starting quarterbacks in the NFL in a 7-on-7 environment? Then all of a sudden the game starts and you're like, he can't move.
Yeah, game changes. Game gets quick. It becomes a little more chaotic in the pocket. You have to find those windows where you're slipping and dodging defenders while keeping your eyes down the field. Completely different game. The other part of it that is different is just the speed of the people up front.
Yeah.
DJ, every week I'm seeing Trayvon Walker. And Trayvon Walker is a rookie, and he doesn't even know what he's really doing. But I'm looking at just how physically he is able to play the game. He can leap tall buildings in a single bound. He's super powerful. He come off the edge. And then I think about the quarterback and what the quarterback has to be able to do to get away from not only one of those, but four of those guys at the line of scrimmage. Yeah. And so it's just so hard to play with someone who doesn't have the mobility. We can talk about how they can enhance the running game and all that. I'm just talking about basic, generic agility, movement quickness, slide shuffle within the pocket. If you don't have that at a base level, it's hard to play quarterback in this league.
Yeah, no, it was an interesting conversation because these guys are Hall of Famers that we're talking about. It's just, I don't know that it's a different game, man. It's just a totally different game right now. And when you look around, especially in the AFC, and you see Josh Allen and Mahomes and Herbert and Burrow.
All athletes.
Lamar Jackson.
They're all athletes. It's just hard to have a statue back there. And DJ, to be interesting, because the four-time MVP, Aaron Rodgers, is no longer the athletic playmaker. We're beginning to see his athleticism wane. So he's having to stay in the pocket all the time. And how is he going to be able to flourish without the mobility and those things? Russell Wilson is a guy that's beginning to come back to the pack from an athletic standpoint. It is just so hard to play when you have to play old school football, drop to the depth of the pocket, within the pocket, and play. It just makes it a very, very tough task against some of these good defenses.
No doubt. All right, we have a college football game coming up on NFL Network. I know people think, wait, what? No, we're going to have some college football this year. We've got Marshall. What a time to get Marshall coming off of their win over Notre Dame. They are going to be playing Bowling Green. That game is Saturday, 5 Eastern, only on NFL Network. So you can follow the game there. And if you're watching the game, let me just give you one name to keep an eye on here. Marshall had a running back, if he was healthy, and Ali, who was kind of their top player. He's hurt. So now they've got a transfer in there, and Kalen LeBourne, who transferred from Florida State, who scouts like. So this is kind of a guy to keep an eye on for them. He's a 5-star prospect coming out of high school, so you know he's got a ton of ability. It offers from everybody, Buck. I mean, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, you name it, Notre Dame, they all offered him. Ohio State. But he had a pretty solid week. You want to talk about scouts, the first games we watch when you're watching kind of these mid-major programs, the first game you watch is going to be their biggest opponent. So last week, Notre Dame, 31 carries, 163 yards, and a touchdown. So that's a pretty good statement for the dude to make.
Great statement. And the other thing that you do right after that, DJ, I want to see how you play in your best against the big thing. Then I want to see what your follow-up performance is. So now we get a chance to see, is it real? Is this the kind of production that he delivers each and every week, regardless of the competition? Or was he up and played maybe out of his mind versus Notre Dame? Well, Saturday, we'll get a chance to see it on NFL Network when you take on Bowling Green.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that. That's one name to keep an eye on here. It's going to be fun as we roll through some games throughout the year on the network. It's cool seeing college football right there. What else you want to grab before we get out of here, Buck? I've got to scoot over here because I've got to get on the bus here in a few minutes. So we had kind of an abbreviated episode today, but I want to make sure we got in our third one for everybody. What else is on your mind before we get out of here?
Nothing's on my mind. I'm just excited to see what the game looks like tonight. See what the Chargers and the Chiefs look like. It's always a bit of rivalry. It's always a high scoring game when you talk about these two quarterbacks. DJ, for me, it is literally about, can Justin Herbert tonight on a big stage, can he wrestle the crown away from Pat Mahomes? Pat Mahomes has been viewed, he and Josh Allen have been viewed as the faces of the league. Let's see if Justin Herbert in front of a national audience can be like, hey, hold on, I'm here and I'm ready.
Yeah, he's matched up well against him. Some of the nuggets I was going through, and he's the only quarterback who's played multiple games against Patrick Mahomes that has a higher passer rating in their contest. So they've squared off 3 times. Herbert, I think, is 2-2 overall against the Chiefs, but one of those, Mahomes didn't play late in the season. They were resting guys. But they've all three been incredible games, a close win, and then a couple overtime games. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a competitive game, and I'm just kind of, I almost feel guilty that I'm going to get to see these guys go at it for years and years and years to come inside this division. And man, you start out 2-0, either one of these teams start out 2-0, you're in a great spot. The Chargers specifically would be two division wins. You already got the Raiders. You can take care of the Chiefs. Then we get the, by the way, did you realize, have you looked ahead at the schedule? What's coming up?
Oh yeah. We got another
Move the Sticks bowl number two.
Yeah, that's a little different though. I don't know if I have enough. I have enough stuff. But yeah, yeah, it is a Move the Sticks bowl part two.
Yeah, Jacksonville take it on the Chargers. So they already told us we've got you set up to come on with us for pregame. You can come on with me and Money. So we'll have some fun there. It's gonna be great in SoFi Stadium. I'm 0-1 in Move the Sticks Classic. I lost the college game.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to send it to the group chat. Coach Brown got the trophy and sent me a nice little picture.
Oh, come on. Hold it up to the screen? Can I just see it so I can see what it looks like?
Yeah, Coach texted me. He was very excited about the trophy. He's really big. I told you, he's really big about championships and those things. So
did he put it in his pocket? It's not the biggest trophy.
It's not the biggest trophy, but he did put it up there.
Oh my gosh, that makes me puke.
It goes right in the little trophy case right there. The Moose class, he's very excited.
That is amazing. All right, hats off to Nabil for getting that done and getting that out to Coach Brown. And congrats to you, Buck. I can live with that after we went and took care of A&M. I'm much more comfortable with that Carolina loss right now. Luke Combs, by the way, guest picker out. Boom. So big one there. App State's finest.
All right. That's cool. That was exciting win for them.
Yeah. We'll take it. All right. You guys are 2-0. Are you guys ranked yet? What are you ranked?
No, we're not ranked. We beat Georgia State, man. You guys crazy. We're 3-0. But we got Notre Dame coming.
3-0.
Yeah. We got Notre Dame coming. Not this week. We got a little bye week, but then we get the
that'll get you ranked. Notre Dame can be 0-4. You beat them, you'll get ranked.
That's, I know, we can knock off friend of the show Marcus Freeman. Make life real miserable for
him. Man, I hope they get one. Who do they have this week? Who does Notre Dame have this week?
Cal. They have the Cal Bears.
They better beat the Bears, man.
So I'm hoping he can beat the Bears before the Tar Heels beat them up.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. That's good. Wishful thinking there. I like it. All right, that's going to do it for us. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. Again, a quick episode. We'll be back with a full episode on Monday as we recap what hopefully is an incredible weekend of NFL action, as well as what we've seen on the college field. So be on the lookout for that. That's going to do it for us today. Appreciate you guys hanging with us, and we'll catch you next time right here on Move the Sticks.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.